We got a guy on the phone for a second date update today, and I really don't know much about him, but from what I could tell from reading his email, he's definitely a guy.
Okay, that's good, Jeffrey.
Very observant.
We're starting somewhere.
He's male.
That's the same thing.
He has a Y chromosome somewhere in his DNA.
Again.
Not sure where.
Learned, you lost me there.
You've learned one thing.
In short, he's a dude.
Okay.
Michael, would you say my breakdown of you is accurate?
That's a pretty accurate assessment, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard his voice. I think it's questionable.
I mean, I'm pretty good at reading people, gotta say.
There might be an extra chromosome in there somewhere, but I don't know.
Oh, man. Can we get one more fun fact other than you're a dude, Michael?
My favorite color is red.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, really peeling back the curtain on this one.
What more do we need to know about him?
I already knew that. I could tell.
Yeah.
So, my masculine friend, tell me about the lady that you want us to call today. What's her name?
So her name is Rebecca, and
I'm guessing. Hold on, I'm just gonna guess that she's a girl.
You already said that.
Am I right?
Oh my God,
you have a gift, my man.
Where did you meet Rebecca?
So I met Rebecca in the elevator at my office building.
Ooh,
cool.
That's a bold move.
Do you work there? Is that where you work?
Okay, I'm stop it, Jeffrey.
I'm sorry. I can't stop it from coming in.
That's a short elevator ride to meet somebody and really connect with someone. How did that happen?
Well, it was a strange situation. She walked into the elevator I was in, talking on her phone, and she was telling her friend, she's like, I have to go. There's a cute guy in the elevator.
What?
Hey.
Dude, good move, Rebecca.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she was probably even faking that phone call. Like, that's a baller status move.
That's really smart.
Well, there's more, because before I could say anything to her, she turned to me and she was like, sorry for lying. You know, I just wanted to get off the phone with her.
What? Oh, no.
That hurt.
She lied?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. In 1 second, this woman built you up and then broke you down.
Yeah, just kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Stung a little bit. I was like, ouch, you know, and she apologized. She smiled and just kind of like got off on the next floor.
Wow. Okay. So that's quite a romantic encounter.
Build you up, chuck you down, have a good day.
Well, there's more.
Okay.
So the next morning, you know, I waited in the parking garage until I saw her park her car.
Okay,
whoa.
Creepy.
Oh, no.
I creeped a little bit. I mean, what am I going to say? I pretend to be on the phone. You know, and I got in the elevator right after her.
Uh-oh.
Then once I got on, I said out loud, sorry, I can't talk. There's a girl in the elevator that has the hots for me, but she's too embarrassed to ask me out.
Oh,
snap!
That was amazing.
Bro, I would have kissed you right
now. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm actually bowing down.
Mad props on that one.
That
That's smooth.
Was good.
That is a smooth move.
I thought it was creepy. You were waiting for her. Now I get it, though.
You redeemed yourself with that.
And I assume she loved it as much as we did.
Yes, she laughed. And she gave me her number right after, and she told me to call her.
Perfect.
Dang.
Dude, I'm high-fiving you through
the
microphone
I
right
too.
Now.
I gotta take notes on this.
Good job.
Yeah. So how was the date? Where'd you guys go?
So, yeah, we went to a Mexican restaurant for dinner, and we agreed to check out some of their salsas. So she tasted a little bit and said it was kind of hot. You know, thinking I was being macho, I, like, put a ton on my food.
Oh, no.
And it was a lot worse than I thought it would be.
Couldn't handle the spice.
Yeah, I could not handle the spice. I started sweating through my clothes. My eyes were tearing up.
Oh my God, you just powered through your meal even though you couldn't eat it?
I was trying, but I was also crying at the same time. And she even asked me, like, are you crying? You know, and I said, no, it's just the salsa making tears come out of my eyes.
Oh, God. So you're bawling in the middle of a Mexican restaurant while on a date.
It was not a good look.
And when your mouth is on fire like that and your innards are burning, it's really hard to concentrate on anything else. Like,
and probably really embarrassing for her to have to sit across from that.
I mean, were you able to have a conversation?
Not really. I mean, it was bad. People were looking at us.
Oh, that bad.
And, I mean, they thought I was a crazy person or, like, I think people thought that, like, we were breaking up or something. Like, I was being broken up with and I was crying. I don't know what they thought.
He's sweating just as much as he's
oh
crying,
my God.
This is a great, it's a great image, though.
Oh, my God. But I love to sit next to couples like that because it makes your dinner so much more fun to, like, eavesdrop and try to figure out what's really going on.
Were you able to save this?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, no.
That's probably why you're calling us.
What happened?
She eventually just said, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm running late. I have to get home. And she helped me order an Uber, and, you know, because I couldn't see straight. And she said, I hope you feel better. And I almost crapped my pants in the Uber.
Oh, dude.
Almost is a key word there, though. Yeah. Good on you, man. Good on you.
Yeah. Sunny side to everything, I guess.
Yeah. So have you tried to call and apologize and explain it all?
Yeah, I mean, I've reached out and haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to wait for her in the parking garage again. That'd be probably creepy.
You know what? Yeah. I appreciate that you realize that, and you'd be surprised to know how many people don't.
Yeah.
Just every day now, just waiting.
I think that's a quitter's attitude, and you should try.
Okay, Jeffrey.
I'm at a loss here. I really screwed up, and I'm hoping you can dig me out of this hole.
I think we can. I think that you can recover from this.
We can come back from bad salsa. We can do this. All we have to do is play a song, we'll come back, and then we'll call her for you and try and get in a second date, all right?
All right, I'm psyched.
All right, hold on.